Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Wow. Yesterday, something happened that really just kind of shocked me, brought me clearly into the moment. I was out having dinner with my wife, and as usual, we go to our favorite restaurants and we sit at the bar. One, because we like to talk to people. Two, we like quicker service. And three, because we can watch the TVs and the Rockets basketball game is on. So whatever it is, I'm up there where people can get to me all the time. And out of nowhere, a guy came up to me, sort of tapped me on the shoulder and asked me, "Hey, are you Del Walmsley?" And I said, "Yeah, I am." And he's introduced himself to me. And then he brought up the point that he'd been thinking about doing real estate for a very, very long time. He had talked to his friend. They had made plans. They had come up with schemes to do it, idea of what to do, et cetera, et cetera. When he started talking to me about it, I could see that he had his own ideas that were far outside of what we actually do. And whether or not he was going to make any money with what he did was judgmental. Don't know. However, what was interesting was the fact that he said he'd been thinking about doing it for a long, long time. And that he'd been talking to his friend about it. They had concocted this plan. But they hadn't done anything. And I asked the guy, "Well, why don't you just come down and get joined up and get involved and start doing something?" And of course, the answer is, "Yeah, I will. You're right, it's time, I should," et cetera, et cetera. And then when I pressed him a little bit on that, he's kind of like, "Well, I'm going to let you go. I don't want to bother you," and so on and so forth, being polite. And I don't know if it was politeness, if he just wanted to get away from me, because now I was pressing back on him. "Okay, you've come up to me to talk to me and tell me how excited you are about getting into real estate investing. That's fine. I don't mind the interruption. So I'm going to ask you, why aren't you doing it?" And he just wouldn't answer. Really, he wouldn't give me an answer. It was like, "Well, let me leave you alone." He said, "Yeah, I will. I will. I'll get to it." And I highly doubt if I'm going to see the gentleman. I really hope I do. I hope I'm wrong. But it just really reminded me of my entire life, how I've left people behind because they won't do something. Further in-depth thought made me think even more about the times I've left stuff behind and didn't do it. And that made me think, what is this? This is really just procrastination. Why do we put stuff off, et cetera, et cetera? So I wanted to get a definition for it. So I love these AI definitions. I love AI looking stuff up over, you know, large amount of information, come up with some ideas for us to work with. So I looked up, what is procrastination? Which it really kind of shocked me to have it so clearly defined. I read to you. Procrastination is the voluntary delay, not involuntary, the voluntary delay of an important task, despite knowing that delaying it will likely have negative consequences. So there it is. You're putting this thing off that you know will make your life worse because you put it off. It has negative consequences. In this case, the negative consequences is you're never going to get rich. You're never going to be able to build up a passive stream of income to retire from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you dream about it. You dream of being in a situation where I was at 35 years of age, where my passive income exceeded my earned income and I was able to stop working. You dream of being able to earn more and more money every year, year after year after year, your wealth grows, right? You dream of that stuff. But why don't you take the steps to get there? I've just never understood that. So I go into the gym, and I work out every day, and I'm 70 years old, and I get kids coming up to me going, "Man, why are you so well-built? I mean, how do you do it? It's unbelievable." And by the way, I'm not bragging about myself. I'm just telling you what they say. I'm 70 years old. I mean, they expect me to be a decrepit old creature. The difference is I get up and go to work on a work out on a regular reoccurring schedule. I don't procrastinate it. I don't put it off. I just get up and do it. The second reason is because I diet. And I don't put it off. I don't think I'm going to start a new diet this month, this week. Basically, I look at dieting as if every single day I get up and go, all right, what should I put in my face? And what shouldn't I? Like recently, I've injured my shoulder, so I can't work out as hard. I've just recently injured my leg also. So I said to myself, you know, I got to cut back my calories a little bit. I can't work out as hard as I was. I'm not going to burn as many calories as I did. So let's just cut some carbs back. Very simple. Lost 3 or 4 pounds in 2 days, 1 day, whatever it was it took to do it. It's that easy to control your diet, your nutrition, your exercise. But what about stuff like finances? It's just that simple. You just decide you're going to do it, right? So I'm going to read on there, and it says, unlike laziness, which is the unwillingness to act or exert effort, procrastination, often an internal struggle where you want to complete the work but feel unable to start. So there's a difference there. Laziness is just, I don't even care, right? I don't even care. But procrastination is, I care, but I can't start. I mean, why would that happen? It goes on and says, it's psychologically, procrastination is a failure of emotional regulation, not the management of your, not time management in any way, shape, or form. Most people go, I don't have enough time to get this in. And the answer is, yes, you do. You just have to do it. So, like, I had a meeting that was set up today that people dogged me to get into. I was supposed to go to this meeting. And it was really something that needs to be done, but it doesn't need to be urgently done. And everybody else wanted it to get done. Everybody was pushing for it to get done. And I felt bad not letting them get what they want. And then all of a sudden I woke up this morning going, man, I got a plate full of things at the beginning of the month. I've got to close out last month's financials, open up this month's financials for February. I need to take all these checks. Oh, my God, terrible job. Take all the checks down to the bank and deposit all the money. Start getting prepared for the February, you know, for tax returns in April. I have to start all that stuff starting to come in. I got a plate full of stuff laying out there on my desk that got to get done. And I could go over here and just procrastinate that kind of stuff. Put it aside. I really don't want to go mess with all this paperwork and all this accounting. And just procrastinate away and go on this trip and go look at this place, this property we want to look at buying. And while I'm looking at it, then go to lunch, and, you know, have some drinks with everybody. And pretty soon the whole day's shot. There's no workout. There's no work that gets done. Nothing happens. And I said, no, I just emailed everybody. I can't go. So that's reverse procrastination. Procrastination is an emotional thing saying, I don't want to start this project. Now, I know I don't want to start all this end of month paperwork. Just typically, I'll go out and work in the yard, feed the fish, play with the dogs, walk the dogs, go work out. I'll find a million things to do, not to do the paperwork I need to do. I procrastinate on that. And so when you look at this, whatever it is you're procrastinating on, the problem is that people procrastinate on the big things, right? I procrastinate on buying myself a house. I procrastinate on getting into rental real estate. I procrastinate on saving money. I procrastinate on losing weight. I procrastinate on getting in shape. I procrastinate on starting to work out. I procrastinate on forcing myself to pick the right spouse. Instead, I just took whatever the easiest one was that came along. And, you know, it was easy at first, but now it's just very low-quality relationship. They take all of these easier routes to get away from the really tough things that they procrastinate away. They don't want to do. And the sad part as a teacher, I hear people say it all the time. I've been listening to you for 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years, whatever. It's always there. And they don't do anything. And then the other one that's really funny is when they finally do something, if they do, the ones that do finally do something tell me, God, I don't know why I didn't do this 5 years ago. Why did I put it off? So here's some of the reasons. Procrastination. Why? One, low self-efficacy, whatever that means. If you don't believe you're capable of doing the task well, you are far more likely to avoid it, to sidestep the expected discomfort. So there it is. Don't want to start something new that you're not good at. But we're all not good at stuff we just start. That's the whole process. In fact, I think with type A personalities, it's the thrill of doing something new that you've never done and the excitement of learning new things. And for type Bs, it's just total avoidance of that. I don't want to do something I don't know how to do. Think of all the stuff I now have to learn, all the background and side round and internal information I have to have. Whew, I'm just going to blow this off. I'm going to go do something easier. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to, you know, spend some time with my boys. I'm going to go drink a beer. I'm going to walk the dog. You know, it's procrastination. The next one says it's executive dysfunction. Conditions like ADHD can make it difficult to organize thoughts, plan steps, and resist immediate distractions, making procrastination a frequent struggle. Boy, I'll tell you what, in this day and age of the phone, I think everybody has ADHD. Everybody is hooked to that phone. You got to turn that sucker off, man. You've got to stop letting it control your life. My wife cannot put the phone down. If I took the phone away from her, she would kill herself. 59 minutes out of an hour, she's on that phone, whether it's calling, texting, or just looking stuff up to buy. It's just amazing. She cannot exist without the phone. She can't even watch TV without being on the phone. She can't drive without being on the phone. Now, that is some massive ADHD. And it also distracts from being able to get stuff done. Luckily for her, she's a type A, which gets excited about trying something new. The next thing is decision fatigue. When faced with a complex task, the mental energy required just to decide where to start can be so draining that you put it off entirely. Whew. Boy, I felt that one. I got this thing where ever since I got cancer when I was 50 years old, I started collecting trains. And boy, I have a collection of trains that blows my mind. It won't blow your mind. It blows my mind. And I know what it is. Unbelievable. But yet, to build the layout I wanted to build, I created something that was so extreme that I built it. I tore it back down and built it again because it wasn't good enough. I tore it back down. I'm in the third generation of this thing. And all of a sudden, I just one day got stuck. I'm like 80% of the way through. And I just got stuck. And I go, I just can't do anymore. I've just used up so much emotional energy and time and fatigued myself going through putting this thing together. And it just killed me. And one of the things that happened was is a couple of the trains I purchased wouldn't work. So there's something electronically wrong with it that I don't know what it is. So now I have to go get an electronic expert. Now I have to go out and reach out, find somebody to come over and help me before I can really go further. And yet I procrastinate that away. I know that's what I need to do, get somebody to help me figure this thing out. But I just procrastinate it away. It's like, man, do I really want to go bother all these people for a hobby? I got all these other important things in life that are important, you know, and I could go in there and play my guitar. I could go over there and work out, right? I could go see our grandkids. I mean, I could tell you a thousand, I could work in the yard, I could play with the dogs. Very easy to divert to something simple to do that has no starting point, no ending point, and has no problem for you. Goes on and says, procrastination versus laziness. Lazy, characterized by a lack of care or interest in the outcome. Hey, I really would like to see this layout get done, right? I really would. I'm not lazy. I'm out doing something. I'm just not doing this. I'm procrastinating this. I choose not to act, and it feels no guilt. Lazy people feel no guilt when they don't act. Procrastination, you generally feel guilt. You know you should be doing it. Procrastination is accompanied by the stress of guilt. Procrastination intends to do the work, a procrastinator, I guess it is, intends to do the work and often experiences significant mental distress while avoiding it. Wow. Think of yourself. Are you a procrastinator? Have you wanted to do something for yourself financially for a long time and didn't take the steps? When we come back, we'll talk about how to break through procrastination. We'll be right back.
reaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
If you're working hard but still not getting ahead, you're not alone. More and more people are realizing the traditional plan isn't getting them where they want to go. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we teach how real estate investing works and how people use it to build income over time and create more flexibility in their lives. This is step-by-step education taught by experienced real estate investors. You'll learn how to evaluate properties, understand the numbers, and apply a model that helps you move forward with clarity. You don't need a finance background or a huge savings account to get started. You just need the right education and a willingness to take the first step. We help you get educated so you can make the right decision for your goals, your timing, and your future. Text RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited. Text RADIO to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we've been discussing procrastination. In the first two segments, we talked about deciding if you have it or not. I personally have it on certain topics, certain issues in my life, things I don't want to do. And we found in the first two segments that it's a mental disorder and not a time management disorder. It's not that you don't have time to get these things done. It's that your brain doesn't want you to start for whatever reason, mostly because you believe you're going to fail or you believe it's going to be too hard to learn. It's going to be too much work. You don't want to get into it. It's just, you know, you've talked yourself out of things you really want to do, and you know there's going to be a negative consequence by talking yourself out of it, but yet you still do it. So now we're going to turn over here. We're going to look at how to defeat procrastination. First of all, you have to understand it's an emotional management problem, not a time management one. Your brain avoids tasks to escape immediate negative feelings like stress, fear, or failure. Wow. Think about this for a second. You have the time to do it. I'm just thinking in break here about all the time I waste watching YouTube videos. Man, they're addictive. And then you go to YouTube and watch YouTube videos. Then you get stuck on the reels. And they're even worse because they're little short things that capture your attention and you can't get away. Well, it's just a short one I'll watch. Boom. And then the next one, the next one, the next one. And you have to break away from this. So here is some ways to break out of procrastination that we're on. I looked up on AI, see what it said, and it says it gives us these intermediate brain hacks to start with. Number one, the 5-second rule. When you feel the urge to put something off, count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and physically move forward to the task before your brain can talk you out of it. I'm going to try that. I'm going to go and do some accounting. I'm going to just go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and account something. Just going to try it. The second one is the 2-minute rule. Commit to working for only 2 minutes, scaling a habit down like opening my notes instead of studying for 3 hours. Lowers the barrier to entry. All right, so think about this. On my train set, the 2-minute thing, I'm going to go over there for 2 minutes and figure out what the very first step to take would be, what I could do to make the job easier. I got to get over there and do that. Or 2 minutes, I need to call the guy that can help me fix it. One of the two, but I just got to take 2 minutes towards whatever it is that I'm going to do. I think I'll take the 2 minutes and call the technician and see if I can get him to come out and help me figure out what's wrong with what I've done so far. The next one is the Swiss cheese, your tasks. Poke holes in large projects by doing one tiny 5-minute task, i.e. writing just the first sentence of an essay to build momentum. Okay. On my train set, I think what I'm going to do is go over there and take some of it apart and downsize it. Make it easier. Put Swiss cheese in it, you know. Chop off some of the things that if I wanted to actually add them, I can add them later, but not now. You know, I think there's always time to do more, but there's never time to get done what you need to get done. It's you know what I mean? You can start, hey, I'll just do this more. Let me add this over here, but you haven't finished all the other parts. I think that's what I need to do, is Swiss cheese some of my projects. For you, let's talk about, get on the phone, join Lifestyles. 5-4-3-2-1, boom, call Lifestyles and join up. That's your first one. In fact, you should be going to the expo. You should not miss this expo coming up in March in San Antonio. This is the greatest real estate event of the year, and you need to get started up. In fact, if you want to, there's going to be a bus tour. This is probably the greatest way to break your procrastination. I just thought of it. You need to sign up to come on the bus tour with me. Now, we have 8 buses going. We're going to go see a bunch of apartment complexes. 2 of the buses are my buses that I'm going to be on. And what happens is we go from place to place to place, and I go back and forth between buses and explain everything you're seeing and work with you personally as a group, that small group, on these buses. I've never had anybody take this tour and not say it was the greatest thing they've ever done towards real estate investing. So here's what you do. I want you to text the word BUS, B-U-S, to 88007. Text it to 88007. Text the word BUS. And then it will come back to you with all the options for the expo and how you can get signed up and everything. And you want to try to find the one with the bus tour with Dell. I guarantee you, if you're stuck on Go, the bus tour will get you off Go, because you will see stuff and you'll see people like yourself doing things, telling stories of how they were stuck and how they got started. That's really what you need to do. You need to get out there and get started. Boom, 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 Swiss cheese effect. Let's just chop a hole right in the middle of it and go to the expo. The 2-minute effect for you on this little 2-minute one is just look up Lifestyles Unlimited and register, you know, or the 2 minutes, go to the text and text the word BUS to 88007. Or if you just want to sign up at Lifestyles, text the word radio to 88007. And that will get you to just the page to join up as a regular membership. It goes on and says, here's some more structural strategies. 1, the Pomodoro technique. Work in 25-minute intervals, followed by a 5-minute break. This makes work feel less like a slog and more like digestible. Think about that for a second. I don't know if that really works for me, 25 and then 5. It's kind of like if I get over there and get going on anything I start, once I get into it, it's fine. Although I do find that when I'm doing like paperwork stuff, if I could just take and get through one pile of things that need to be done, then stop, then go feed the fish, then get another pile, and then stop, do a walk the dogs. That does work. So that Pomodoro technique does work in that way. The next one is eat the frog technique. Tackle your hardest and most dreaded task first, which is in the morning. Completing it early removes the looming stress that fuels further procrastination. Yeah, I get all my hard stuff done in the morning. Absolutely. And get everything out of the way in the morning, and then just sort of let the afternoon flow into the night. And the night is always my time just to enjoy myself. That is a good point. The next one is environmental reset. Create a dedicated workspace free from distractions, e.g. phone, and in another room. Your brain will eventually associate the specific spot with focus. That's a good one, too. That is, if you can get away. If you could just get away from the computer, for me. Get away from the YouTube, get away from the Facebook, get away from all that kind of social media stuff. That's the hardest, I think, for most people. I see people who can't get anything done, but boy, they know everything's going on in social media, but they don't know anything just about life because they don't do anything. So this whole thing started with, hey, I met this guy and he said he wanted to do this after, you know, thinking about it for a long, long time. And what we're really here to say is, how can you change your life financially if you can't take the first step, right? So it goes on here and it says, mindset shift. Practice self-compassion. Research shows that forgiving yourself for the past procrastination makes you more likely to start working now. Shaming yourself only increases the negative emotions that cause you to avoid tasks in the first place. Focus on why. Remind yourself how completing the task aligns you with your goals. So there it is. I mean, this is the stuff that I found on AI to help us think about this. I think that for this gentleman, I'm hoping that he does come and sign up at Lifestyles Unlimited. Says he's thought about it. If you're out there and you've been watching or you've been listening to the show for weeks, months, years, and haven't taken action, it's time for you to do something. So you can either text the word radio to 88007 and find out about our discount. We have a 60% discount off the membership if you go to that. Or if you want to go to the expo, which I think is just, if you want to be motivated and blown away, the expo is unbelievable. What I would do is get signed up now, because if you get signed up for the low price discount of 60%, you get a free ticket to the expo, which is cool. So I would definitely get in and get signed up and get to a class or two so you know what we're doing and understand what you're seeing when you get to the expo. Then when you see the 2,000 or 3,000 people there all doing the same thing, you'll have something to speak to them about. You'll be able to communicate a little more logically with the people you meet, because you will have understood what it is we do here. All right, moving on. You see a lot of our kids now, the Gen Xers, Gen Zs, whatever they are now, the younger kids are saying, hey, it's got to be more to life than this. My parents did it their whole life, and look at them. They're miserable. They're nowhere. They're still working. They're going to be 70. They're still working. They're miserable. Am I going to do that? I don't want to do that. There's got to be a better way. And some of them are even thinking so crazy as to believe that socialism might be the way. Maybe just everybody lives a low quality of life, but none of us has to really work. We all just kind of get along. Maybe if none of us have high expectations, then it won't bother us, which don't get anywhere, that we don't have high expectations. So the way you keep us from not getting to where everybody else is just don't let everybody else get there. That's what socialism is. It's cooperative poverty. If everybody is cooperative in being impoverished, then no one feels bad about being impoverished. Everybody's impoverished, right? That's the concept that they're preaching right now. Hey, I'm 70 years old. I've seen it come around 2 or 3 times in my lifetime. And they'll wake up, because what happens is that one day these kids will wake up and want something in life. And when they want something, they'll give up that something for nothing, socialistic, you know, type concept. I remember when I was young and I was all emotional about stuff in life. I remember somebody told me, goes, you know, it's a good thing that you're all excitable and emotional and about life. He says, it's a good thing that you're progressive or liberal. Back then it was liberal, not progressive. He says, it's a good thing you're liberal. And because I've always claimed myself to be a financial conservative, but a social liberal when I was young. He said, well, it's a good thing, because if you're not a liberal when you're young, you have no life. And then he goes on and says, but if you're not a conservative by the time you're old, you have no brain. It's just, in other words, once you start getting out there and trying to make it in this world, you very quickly don't like them taking all of your marbles and giving them to somebody else. That changes very quickly. So what you need to do is figure out, because you don't have any idea how to beat that system, you need to come and learn how to become financially free. Free from the entrapments of all this political stuff going on. Because if you have enough money, why do the Democrats at the top never worry about all the stupid stuff they put on other people? Because they're rich. All of them are rich. You look at the Emmys and you see all these people talking. It's because they're all rich. None of the stuff that they enact as laws bothers them. They don't have to live up to any of the stuff they do. They're rich. And so the concept is, I draw a line in the sand and I'm standing there and I ask people, why don't you come over to my side, the side where people are financially free? And otherwise, you're on the other side. You're over there wanting to take from the people that have worked hard and created success. And you want to give it to the people that have done nothing, that come into our country illegally and just give them billions of dollars of money for doing nothing. I say, just cross over the line. Come over to my side. And what's funny is when they step over, it's also like, now you're on my side. Now they look around once on the other side of that line and go, wow, I never realized what it's like to be on the other side, where you're successful and happy and fulfilled and you own a great home and you have a great family and you have a husband and wife and kids and grandkids and you have a nice car and your life is great. You take vacations all over the world. That's just normal for conservative people. That's not unnormal. That is normal if you know how to produce it. But you have to know how to produce it. So here's what I want you to do. Get your phone out right now. Let's do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom, do it. Get your phone and text the word bus to 88007 if you want to go on the bus trip with me at Expo. Or text the word radio to 88007 if you'd like to just find out about a 60% discount on our membership. Either way, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do it now. 88007, bus or radio. And remember this, it's not just about the money, it's about the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.